Next is Mr. Downs, and Mr. Downs, do you have a discussion for us?
Customer service, I need to understand.
I need to understand the time constraints about making the decision on the bus modification. And I'm concerned that you believe we can go through this discussion in a pretty timely fashion.
We can put it off with the understanding that a couple of things we're doing do not record. I require board approval, and we'll just assume that the board will act in December. And in other words, we'll put a couple of services in December, which added a little bit of additional cost. That doesn't require board action. And then in December, if you act on the board docket, that will provide the money, so we're okay. So you can do it a month.
Does that mean you're comfortable?
Yes.
With deferring this item until the December meeting, and it's not going to cause you a lot of sturm and drang?
Yes.
Yes.
The customer service meeting will be the same day as the board meeting?
No.
So we will have a committee meeting to act on this in December, followed by, just want the precedent in place that we don't do a committee and board on the same day.
I hope not. It's not scheduled that way, at least in the master schedule. It is.
Could we move this forward?
It's December 1st.
Could we next week?
Can we move this forward today? If the committee is interested in.
If the board could do this in a timely fashion, how long would your presentation take?
Mr. Downs, I was going to offer a different one. I was going to put a motion on the table, ask any questions, and if there is discussion, then we can limit the discussion. Is that an appropriate, acceptable way to address this?
It's up to the committee. Are there any reservations about following that process? Okay. If there are any questions to be asked about any of the findings from the public hearing or any of the staff's recommendations about the changes in the schedule.
Madam Chair.
Just a comment that I know that there were some concerns expressed within Prince George's County about some of the changes. And I know there's been a lot of staff collaboration, and I understand there's a lot of good dialogue, and these changes seem to respond to a lot of the concerns that were there. So I would like to thank the staff for that engagement. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. With that, Mr. Chairman, do you consider a motion on the floor?
I would consider a motion to approve the staff recommendation and the public hearing docket results.
I so move.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. We're grateful to call this issue resolved. I want to apologize to the staff for again. Oh, I'm sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
With those opposed, nay. I want to take the opportunity to apologize to the staff for deferring to next month's meeting the key performance indicators quarterly review. I know it's important. I know it's a serious board function, and I don't like deferring it, but in the interest of exhausting everybody's time and energy and focus, I would ask that we bring that review back to the December Customer Service Committee meeting. And I would, at that point, adjourn the Customer Service Committee. Bang.